This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Modern Europe has developed a rich tradition of make-or-break summits in recent years, but a gathering of European Union leaders in Brussels today really could be a turning point. British Prime Minister David Cameron is meeting with other European Union leaders to address Britain's relationship with its EU partners. And if the Brits don't get what they want, the country might pull out of that union, which would be dramatic, if not cataclysmic. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
At every major European summit, they play the European anthem, Beethoven's Ode to Joy. But that title could not be more out of tune with the EU today. The miseries are legion, from the festering debt crisis to the refugee fiasco. And now, warns the Polish head of the European Council, Donald Tusk, there's the danger of disintegration.
The risk of breakup is real, because this process is indeed very fragile. Handle with care. What is broken cannot be mended.
The deal emerging from the summit will be put to a British referendum on EU membership, most likely in June. If the Brits vote out, says Professor Richard Whitman of the Chatham House think tank, it could just lead to the whole bloc falling apart.
You know, this is one country leaving. Would other countries then seek to leave? Would they all seek special treatment for their own national interests and peculiarities? So, you know, could be catastrophic. Could well be the start of an unravelling.
The omens are, well, ominous. Only one country or territory has ever left the European bloc before. The vast, thinly populated Arctic island of Greenland sailed away from the EU's predecessor group, the EEC, in 1985. And even that, says Roger Vickerman, Professor of Economics at Kent University, was hardly a smooth and seamless affair.
The disentangling of Greenland's economy from the rest of the EU took a substantial amount of time. And Greenland is tiny in economic terms and population terms compared with the UK.
Some Europeans say the EU might be better off without the endlessly carping Brits. But others say if the world's fifth biggest economy does pull out, it'll be a disaster. We may well find out who's right if today's summit goes badly. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.